Keep it safe and clean. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, a lot of us will be celebrating our nation's birthday today by cooking and eating outside. But you don't want to become a statistic. Gary Crawford has more.
There are 325,000 hospitalizations and as many as 5,000 deaths every year from bacteria related to food.
Ooh, that's Diane Vann. She's a food safety expert with the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the season with the most food illness problems.
In the summertime when the weather is hot.
Yes, the warm weather just right for bacteria like E. coli or Salmonella. In fact, here's some math. Old-fashioned adding machine there. Diane says in warm weather, under the right conditions, bacteria can multiply and double themselves in only 20 minutes. So even if you start out with a small number of organisms, give them an hour and you've got millions. So the key to keeping that from happening, to keeping us from becoming a food-related illness statistic, is three words.
Clean, clean, clean.
Also, avoid what Diane Vann calls cross-contamination, for example.
When you've cut chicken up to be taken to the grill, be sure you wash that knife thoroughly before you slice bread or slice vegetables.
Oh, and it's not just chicken, any raw meat. Next.
When you're taking food out to the grill, take it on a plate, but also take a clean plate along to put the cooked food on.
Otherwise, the bacteria in the raw juices just hops right back on the cooked product, and here you go again with the multiplying thing. If you've got to drive to the grilling area or picnic area, put that food in what should be a very cold cooler. Don't leave those foods out in the heat for more than an hour. Do all of this, and chances are if somebody gets sick at your picnic, it won't be from your food. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And we hope all of you have a safe 4th of July. And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.